Before I begin, I have to share with you, I had a terrible nightmare-like premonition on Wednesday when I was looking at the scripture readings for today. I ran into Job saying, "I have been assigned months of misery, and I shall not see happiness again." And I thought, oh my God, I hope he's not talking about the Eagles game tonight. So far, so good. You know, both the second reading from Paul and the gospel are talking about the ministry of preaching. And every once in a while, those of us like the deacons and Father John and myself that preach on a regular basis, you kind of get cut down to size and get your feet back on the ground. So on Friday, we had a closing mass for Catholic Schools Week with all the boys and girls of our parish school here. I thought I gave a pretty good homily. So at the pizza bingo on Friday night, I started asking some of the boys and girls what the homily was about. You get that, huh? So I'm going to try again today and see if it makes any more sense to you, since it didn't make much sense to the boys and girls on Friday. Joe and Elizabeth, would you please stand up? Oh yeah, you pay your price. Now turn around. See what they're wearing? Philadelphia Underdogs. Thank you. Glad you had them on today. I suggested on Friday to the boys and girls that Jesus of Nazareth is the ultimate underdog. Think about it. He was born not in a house, not in a hospital, not in a birthing clinic, in a manger in some two-bit little village called Bethlehem. Before he was 1 year old, he and his family were unwelcome refugees trying to immigrate into Egypt. He grew up in a little two-bit town in Galilee called Nazareth. I remember in the gospel, Nathanael says, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" And the ultimate? He stayed at home living with his mother till he's 30 years old. I mean, this guy's a loser, right? He's gone nowhere, the ultimate underdog. But you and I know better. That Jesus, who in the eyes of the world was a nothing, a nobody, we have come to know in faith is the ultimate champion. Today's gospel continues this whole ordinary time proclamation, how the power of God to heal and to forgive and to give life is oozing out of Jesus. Last Sunday we heard Jesus preaches and teaches with authority, not like the scribes. There's a magnetism to the person of Jesus that's even more effective than Carson Wentz and Tom Brady and Nick Foles. Jesus is his own man, rooted in his relationship with God the Father, and he's not subject to and dominated by popular opinion or popularity or success or other people's judgment. He's even independent of the approval of the religious leaders of his time because he's rooted in God. And ultimately, in the battle between good and evil, between life and death, Jesus is the triumphant victor. The ultimate underdog has become the ultimate champion in the Super Bowl of life and death. In our baptism, we got on the roster of Jesus' team. If we continue to follow his way, we will share in that victory over death and sin in our own lives and in our world. So today, with all the fancy parties you have and all the great celebrations about the Super Bowl, and I don't know whether the Eagles are going to win or not, but obviously I'd like to see that. But I do know, and you know, that in Jesus Christ, we triumph over sin and death. In him, we are victors. The ultimate underdog is the ultimate champion in the ultimate Super Bowl. And we're playing the game.